This morning, I want to talk about the day of Pentecost.
今天早上我们要谈到五旬节的时候。
And the events connected with that day.
也谈到在五旬节所发生的事情。
Now, when we look at the day of Pentecost, we have to understand that it's not only a historical event.
当我们研究五旬节的日子，我们不单只是看它为一件曾经发生过的历史，
but it is also a type of what is to be at the end of time.
它也是在末时要发生的东西的一个影儿。
Now, I want us to look in the Bible.
我请大家翻开一道圣经。
And we're going to go through at least to some section of the book of Acts.
我们要研究这个使徒行述里面的使徒行传里面的几个章节。
And I want us to look at the progression of the day of Pentecost.
从这里我们要看到五旬节的进展是如何的。
Now, in Acts chapter 1.
首先让我们翻开到使徒行传第一章。
Now, let's get a little background.
先让我们看看这个背景。
Jesus had been crucified.
耶稣被钉了。
He rose from the dead.
也复活了。
And for 40 days, he was with his disciples on this earth.
之后呢，他在地上与门徒共处四十天。
Now that 40th day,
在那第四十天的时候，
is described in this chapter, Acts 1.
就在使徒行传的第一章记载了所发生的事情。
It is on this day that Jesus will ascend to heaven.
就在那一天，耶稣升天了。
And as he ascends into heaven,
当他升天的时候，
he told them that the Father will give them a special blessing.
耶稣告诉门徒，天父会赐给他们一份特别的福气。
Now that event that Jesus is describing is found in John chapter 14, 15, and 16.
耶稣在约翰福音14到16章有讲述到这一件要发生的事情。
It's known as the promise of the Comforter.
这是我们所称为的安慰者来到的应许。
And of course, who is the Comforter?
这位保惠师是谁呢？
It's the Holy Ghost.
就是圣灵。
But I want you to listen to what Jesus says.
现在我们要看看耶稣怎么样说。
Now we're going to pick up the story in Acts chapter 1, verse 4.
从使徒行传第一章从第四节开始。
And being assembled together with them,
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，
commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me.
嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
Now again, this is the reference I just made to you, that when he said, ye have heard of me, he's referring to Acts 4, or excuse me, John 14, 15, and 16.
所以这里告诉我们，耶稣提醒他们在约翰14到16章讲述到的应许。
Then he says in verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
第五节，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now, those many days that he refers to,
这里所谓的不多几日，
how many days are they?
总共是多少天呢？
That's right. Somebody knows their Bible. It's 10 days.
就是十天。
Now, why is it 10 days?
为什么是十天呢？
Because on the day of Pentecost, Penta being 5 or 50 is what he's referring to, the 50 days after his resurrection.
因为五旬就是五十天，耶稣跟他们在一起复活之后四十天， 再加十天就是刚好五十。
On that 50th day, God would send the Holy Ghost in great power.
在第五十天的时候，上帝将会把圣灵配降在门徒的身上。
If this is the 40th day,
如果当时是第四十天，
and he says not many days from now it will happen.
然后他说几天之后这件事情要发生。
Then 40 minus 40 from 50 leaves you 10.
那么再加十天就是五十天了。
So then he goes on to say this.
接下来耶稣说。
And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, Lord, wilt thou again this time restore again the kingdom of, to Israel?
在第六节，他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
Now it's interesting to note that even as late of the time as we have with the disciples, they still couldn't understand what Jesus was saying.
有一点我们觉得很奇怪，就是耶稣跟他们。在这么多天之后，他们还是对这复国的事情的热情不是太清楚。
They totally, were thinking in their minds that God would actually restore Israel to its former glory.
因为他们一直都在想，耶稣很快就恢复以色列国以前的辉煌时期。
But that was not the purpose of the Father.
但这不是天父所要应许的目的。
Listen to what Jesus says.
看看耶稣的回答。
And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put into his own power.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
Now, this is a very interesting verse.
这一段章节非常的有趣。
The disciples wanted to know whether or not in 10 days would God restore Israel.
因为门徒很想知道十天之后上帝会不会复国。
Now, what you have to understand, this was a 10-day prophecy.
而我们要看到这也是一个十天的预言。
It's a part of a 50-day prophecy.
是这五旬节的部分的预言。
From the time of the resurrection,
从耶稣复活开始。
To the time of the day of Pentecost,
到五旬节
is 50 days.
是刚好五十天。
It's a prophecy.
是一个时间性的预言。
So it's a 50-day prophecy.
是一个五十天的预言。
Here we are, the 40th day.
在这四十天的时候
，Jesus said, 10 days from now, the Holy Spirit will come.
耶稣说，十天后这个圣灵要配降。
And the disciples couldn't even understand what he was saying.
那耶稣的门徒根本也不是很清楚到底耶稣在说什么。
They thought he meant that he would restore the kingdom of Israel.
他们都以为耶稣说以色列要得到这个再次复国。
So they had a 10-day prophecy in regard to what they were thinking would be the fulfillment of their expectations.
所以他们期望所要发生的就是在十天过后可以发生，可能发生。
But they were mistaken.
但是他们错了。
That time prophecy had nothing to do with the restoration of Israel.
那十天的预言呢，根本对复兴以色列国没有任何的关系。
And what was the answer that Jesus gave?
耶稣给了他们怎么样的回答？
He said, "It's not for you to know the times and the seasons."
他说，对于这些时候和日期，不是可以给你们知道的。
Which the Father hath revealed.
因为
or not revealed.
父还没有向你们显明。
Now look, there are some things in the Bible.
我们看看在圣经里头有一些东西。
That are a mystery.
对我们来说是一个奥秘。
Deuteronomy 29:29.
申命记二十九章二十九节。
The secret things belong unto the Lord our God.
他说隐秘的事是归于我们的耶和华。
But those things which are revealed belong unto us and our children.
但是那已经向我们显明的是给我们和我们的子民、我们的后代。
Not everything in the Bible is made known and plain.To the human race.
所以不是圣经里头所有的东西都向我们人类清楚显明。
There are some things beyond human comprehension.
有一些是超乎我们的思想能力的。
The Bible calls them mysteries.
圣经称之为奥秘。
Now, there are some that God will reveal.
那当然，上帝向我们显明了其他的一些。
And there are others He will not reveal.
另外的，他也没有向我们显明。
Now, why?
为什么呢？
Well, the main problem is we don't have the capabilities to comprehend.
最大的问题就是我们没有这个思考的能力，理解的能力。
To the extent that God comprehends.
就是不能像耶和华上帝一样的理解的能力。
What kind of mind does God have?
耶稣有怎么样，上帝有怎么样的心思呢？
Infinite or finite?
是不是有限的或者是无限的呢？
It's infinite.
是无限的。
What does that mean, infinite?
何谓无限呢？
Well, it means no beginning and no end.
那就是无始无终。
God is all-knowing.
上帝是全然知道的。
He knows the beginning to the end.
他晓得开始，他也晓得结束。
Now, why is God's mind infinite?
为什么上帝的心思是无限的呢？
Because God is eternal.
因为上帝是永恒的。
Eternity has no limits.
永恒是没有局限的。
It has no beginning, it has no end.
永恒是没有开始也没有结束的。
God has always been.
上帝自古以来就有了。
Now, there are things that God knows.
有很多东西是上帝知道的。
Yet, because man is incapable of comprehending.
但是因为这些东西是我们人类所不能理解的。
He cannot explain it.
他就不能向我们解释。
Now look, man's mind is finite.
我们人类的心思是有限的。
We have a limited ability to comprehend.
所以我们理解的能力也是有限的。
Now this is a poor illustration, but it will make my point.
我们打个比方，虽然说不是很好的一个比方。
Let's say that between my hands is man's capability to comprehend.
比如我两掌之间就是我们所能够理解能力的范围。
From this point to this point, we have the mental capabilities to comprehend whatever falls within these two parameters.
所以从这一部分到这一部分呢，就是我们能够理解的空间。
Now, God's mind is greater than this.
所以上帝的心思呢是超越这两个局限。
Now let's just say that God's mind, and again this is where it gets poor, because God has no beginning and no end, but let's say his mind is this far apart.
所以我们当然不能够好好的用这个比例来比方来讲到上帝的心思，但就是比方说上帝的这个心思是超越这一边。
Now,man has the ability to comprehend from this point to this point.
而我们人只能够从这里到这里的理解。
But what happens when there's something he cannot comprehend?
但是，如果人在这范围之内以外所不能理解的东西呢？
What does God do to help man resolve the problem?
上帝要怎么样帮助人类解决这样的问题呢？
Man can comprehend this much, but let's say this far he cannot.
所以人只能够理解这么多，但是这一边的他就不能理解。
So what does God do?
上帝要做什么呢？
God gives you faith.
上帝给你信心。
What is faith?
什么是信心？
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
信心就是这个一个确据，是让我们知道未见之事的实底。
How do you know, for example? Well, let's take, maybe I should throw you out. I'm going to test you again this morning. I'm going to see if you...
让我们在今天早上又考一考。
Let's take a mystery from the Bible, a mystery.
比如我们从圣经里头拿出一个奥秘的。
Which is beyond human comprehension.
也就是超乎我们的理解能力。
Who can give me a mystery, a Bible mystery?
可以从圣经里面给我一个奥秘的事吗？
We may understand some things.
我们可能可以略懂。
But we cannot understand everything about it.
但就不能完全的明白。三位一体的 Trinity.
The Godhead. Yes, the God, very good example. It's a very good example. Now look, know that there are three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
我们知道有天父、圣子和圣灵。
But we cannot explain who they really are.
但是我们不能完全地解释他们的个体。
It's beyond our comprehension.
因为这是超乎我们的理解呢。
I know that they are one, and yet three distinct persons.
我们也知道他们是合一，但同时又是三个个体。
Here's what the skeptic says.
所以这些猜疑者就这样批评者这样说。
That doesn't make any sense, and I don't believe it.
啊，这些我们都觉得是不能够理解的，所以我不要相信。
But God's not interested in your skepticism.
但是上帝绝对不会因为你的猜疑而感到有什么的不好。
Listen, God didn't ask you whether it made any sense.
因为对上帝来说，他并不是说一定要让你认为是有逻辑理解的才行。
God simply stated the truth.
上帝只是简单地把真理讲出。
Now we can understand certain things about the Godhead.
当然我们可以略懂三一真神的这个含义。
But there are certain things we will never understand.
但还有其他关于三一真神的是我们不懂的。
And to solve the problem in our minds,
所以如果要在我们的有限的心思来去解决
we simply accept it by faith.
我们只能够凭信心的来接受了。
Faith is the evidence of things not seen, meaning things that we cannot fully comprehend.
所以我们说信心就是未见之事的这确据实底。
Who can give me another mystery?
还有什么圣经的奥秘？
The mystery of sin. Very good. Absolutely.
这个是罪恶的奥秘。
Now, do we know what sin is?
我们知道什么是罪吗？
I hear mumbling, but that doesn't help me. All right, now where's that found in the Bible? 1 John 3:4. All right, I'm going to give you half credit.
刚才杰森说，约翰一书三章四节里面说到，罪就是违背上帝的律法。
There's only one definition for sin, only one.Not two, one.
只有一个定义，关于罪的定义。
Sin is the transgression of the law.
那就是罪，就是违背上帝的律法。
Now, we can understand the definition, the nature of that particular issue.
那关乎这个定义，我们可以了解。
But the issue of sin entering into a perfect world with a perfect God and coming through a perfect being.Is beyond human comprehension.
但是罪怎么样进入一个完全的世界，进入完全上帝所造的人，这是超乎我们所能理解的。
So the nature of sin is a mystery.
所以我们说罪的本性本就是一个奥秘。
What about the virgin birth?
关乎这个童女嘛的这个诞生，玛利亚。
Is that a mystery? Of course it is.
诞生也是一个奥秘。
Friends, it's beyond human comprehension how a woman can conceive of a child without having relationships with a man.
所以单凭这一点就是没有肉体的这个关系而玛利亚能够怀孕生子真的是一个奥秘。
Biologically, it can't happen.
在生理上来说呢是不可能的。
But God doesn't work on our level.
所以上帝呢并没有在我们的这一个阶段工作或者我们的
Now, just because I can't understand everything about that subject doesn't mean it's not true
所以并不是因为我不能明白这件事情就说这件事情是假的或者是错误的
and this is something we have to understand
我们因此要了解这样的情况
When people argue on these issues,
当人们开始在为这些事情争论的时候
I want you to notice that they argue on the points that can never be explained.
我只能够让你们知道，就是他们一开始他的起点就是不能够解释的了。
And when they ask you a question that can never have an answer, That when you cannot give in response, they say, well, you're wrong.
而当你不能够回答他们的问题的时候，而这个问题本身本来就是没有一个答案的，他就说你是错的。
But that doesn't mean you're wrong.
但这并表明你是真的是错。
There are some questions that can never be answered.
因为我们知道有一些的问题是没有答案的。
And when people begin to question you,
所以人开始问你的时候，
on those points that can never be given an answer,
就是关乎那些没有答案的问题的时候，
don't respond to them.
不要回答他们。
Because you're wasting your time.
因为你只不过是在浪费时间。
Now look, these disciples, Jesus made it very clear, it's not for you to know.
所以耶稣很清楚地告诉他的门徒，这些事情不是让你们知道的。
And what's interesting in this particular point as well, is they wanted to know the exact time of the establishment of the kingdom of God.
而他们所很迫切想知道上帝什么时候要设立他的国度。
And there are those today who are trying to set the time for the Sunday laws, the close of probation, and the coming of Jesus.
今天也有人想决定那些日期，给新希律法啦，给这个恩典之门关闭的日期等等。
I tell you now, don't listen to them.
我可以现在就告诉你们，不要听他们所讲的。
They're not telling you the truth.
因为他们没有告诉你们真理。
They are preaching things that we ought not to be delving into.
在这些东西里面，我们的正道是不需要讲到这些东西的。
Now, notice what Jesus said that the disciples were to do. For that 10-day period.
注意看耶稣怎么样告诉门徒这十天里面所要发生的事。
He said they were to wait in Jerusalem.
他告诉门徒要在耶路撒冷等待。
In other words, the implication is they needed patience.
换句话说，他们需要的就是忍耐。
Sometimes, friends, we have to understand that even though God may promise something, we have to wait for the fulfillment.
我们要明白，有时上帝答应我们事情，我们也是要耐心的等待。
Look what it says in verse 8.
请看第八节。
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Jesus told them the progression of the work.
耶稣告诉他们这份工作的进展。
Now, this principle applies to you and I.
这个原则也可以用在我们的身上。
And here's the point.
这一点我们要讲的就是
we should start the work that God gives to us that is the closest to us.
上帝给我们的工作，我们要从最靠近我们的开始。
You start with your family.
从我们的家人开始。
You start with your friends.
从我们的朋友开始。
You start with your neighbors.
从我们的邻舍开始。
You know, some people, I've had this happen. I've had people say, "Oh, I'm going to go to the world and preach the gospel."
有些人说，我要到世界各地传扬上帝的福音。
And that's beautiful.
那是好的。
But the problem is this, you won't even go to your family and tell them.
但是问题是你连自己的家人你都没有告诉他们。
Or your neighbors.
或者你的邻舍。
Or those closest to you.
或者你周围的人。
In other words, they want the grandiose, you know, the big, exciting, work of God.
换句话说，他们只希望做的是为上帝完成伟大的事情。
God will not trust you with much until you're faithful with little.
上帝在你还没有在小事上忠心的时候，就把大事也都交托给你。
I'll tell you an experience I had.
让我告诉你我个人的经验。
And it was humiliating for me.
对我来说也是让我有一点的羞愧。
Or at least I was humbled.
或者我感到有一点的。
Not that the work was humiliating.
不是的工作，而是我自己感到羞愧。
I had just graduated from Harlan.
我从哈伦刚毕业的时候。
And I was ready to go. Now that was a little, well, I had graduated from Harlan.
And, 的确是毕业了。
And, you know, I was ready to preach.
我已经是做好准备要去宣传。
And I was invited to this camp meeting.
我就被邀请到一个帐篷大会。
With Dr. Stanish, Ron Spear.
之中有那些出名的 布道家和
And many other speakers.
还有 Russell 等等。
And so they told me when and where I'm going to preach.
他们就问我什么时候在哪里你要证道。
Now, I'm anticipating my mind. I'm going to speak to the adults.
我心里在想，当然是跟大人讲了。
But I had to speak to the children.
但是呢，他们安排我去跟小孩讲。
And let me tell you something.
让我告诉你。
You talk about one bitter, disappointed boy.
你是的，这难道不是对我一个苦楚的失望吗？
I was thinking to myself, wait, man, what is this? I didn't go to college to preach to them.
我在想，我上大学难道就是来教这些小孩吗？
But God was trying to teach me a lesson.
上帝既然借着这个机会要教导我。
By the way, I did teach them.
当然我也教了他们。
But I learned a valuable lesson.
我学到一个宝贵的功课。
That we need to learn to realize that the work that God gives us, we need to start humbly with Him.
我们要晓得上帝给了我们的这一份任务是要从小做起。
And maintain that humility.
也保持每一个阶段那一股的谦卑。
I will tell you this.
我告诉你。
In my 18 years of experience now.
在我这18年里面的经验。
Nothing personal now.
也不是任何的人身攻击。
But I'd rather teach the children than the adults.
有时是我认为啊。 教小孩子还是比较大人好一点。
The children don't hurl back very difficult questions.
因为小孩呢不会问你一些棘手的问题。
So we have a work to do. Well, let's go to Acts chapter 3.
请现在翻开到使徒行传第三章。
By the way, as you're turning there, I'm just going to give you a reference, just a reference. We're not going to look at it, but I want you to get all the scriptures down. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
请你回家自己看这个使徒行传2章1到5节。
And verses 37 to 47.
然后从这个37到47节。
Now that's just simply talking about how that Peter is explaining through the prophet Joel the fulfillment of the prophecy.
这两段章节说到旧约先知约珥的预言如何的应验。
But let's look at Acts chapter 3.
现在我们来看使徒行传第三章。
And I want you to notice we're going to look starting with verse 19.
我们要看的是第19节。
Now this is, in my opinion, the most potent passage that we can look at today. This is just very, very important.
对我来说，今天我们所要看的中心 最有能力的就是这一段，这一章节。
Now what I'm going to show you, and I want you to pay attention to the verse.
请注意19节所说的。
You're going to see a progression of events.
你要看到就是接下来所要发生事情的进展。
They are to be in the order exactly as is indicated in the scripture.
就在这里的章节里面可以看到它的过程。
And there's a reason, and we'll explain as we go on.
我们稍后会加以解释。
All right, now let's look at it.
19节。
Talking about the day of Pentecost and what was needed to be done in order to be the recipient of the blessings of God.
谈到五旬节，以及我们要得到这个从上头来的福气，我们该做的。
Peter said, Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
彼得说，所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you.
20节，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。Now,
there's an order of events.
你可以看到这个事情的进展。What's
the first step?
第一点是什么呢？
Oh, I repent.
是要悔改。
What's the second?
为第二点是什么呢？
All right, be converted.
第二点是归正。
What's the third step?
第三点呢？
All right, that your sins be blotted out.
你的罪得以涂抹。
What's the fourth?
第四点呢？
The refreshing.
那安舒的日子将来到。
All right, what's the refreshing?
什么是安舒？
What's he talking about?
这里所指的是什么？
All right, now hang on. Now look. What's our sign? Early rain, latter rain.
我们说到早雨晚雨。
Now, it's either one or the other. It's not both.
不能说这安舒是指两个。
What's the refreshing?
这个是指哪一个？
All right, let's see, I'm hearing both. All right, here we go. I'm going to have to...How many of you believe it's early rain? Don't be afraid now. See, I got one courageous woman. The rest of you, yeah, you probably want to raise it, but how many of you believe it's latter rain?
你认为是晚雨的举手。
All right. Who raised their hand on the latter rain? Did you raise your hand on the latter? Why do you think it's the latter rain?
为什么你说是安舒是指晚雨呢？因为他说是罪恶涂抹过。
That is the correct answer.
这是正确的答案。
It is because it is an event that takes place after the blotting out of sin.
因为安舒的日子是在罪得以涂抹之后才来到。
The early rain does not take place after the blotting out.
因为早雨并不是在这个罪得以涂抹之后才发生的。
It's before.
是在之前。
And by the way, I'm going to show you the early rain in this verse as well.
我也要从这里让你看到早雨。
All right, what's the next event?
之后呢是什么？第五点。
All right, the second coming of Jesus Christ.
就是基督的降临。
All right, let's put the order together.
好，我们再来看这个进展过程。
Repentance.
先是悔改。
Be converted.
然后归正。
Blotting out of sins,
然后罪得以涂抹。
The outpouring of the latter rain,
然后是晚雨的配降。
And then the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ,
然后就是耶稣基督的再来。
Now we see that, right? We understand that. 我们可以
看到这个过程，对吗？
All right. They go in exactly that order.
这就是圣经章节里面讲的过程。
So let's talk about repentance.
先来看看悔改第一点。
What are we talking about in the light of this passage here?
所以以这个这一段章节里面的含义，悔改是指什么意思？
Notice the language of the verse.
注意看它的字眼。
It says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." In other words, this becomes a prerequisite or a condition.In order for you to have your sins blotted out.
他说你们当悔改归正使你们的罪得以涂抹。换句话说你之所以要悔改和归正是要准备呢让你的罪得以涂抹。
Now look, you cannot have your sins blotted out until you repent and become converted.
另外换句话说我们说除非你的这个有悔改归正的经验，那么你就不可能有罪得以涂抹。
And once your sins are blotted out, then you can receive the latter rain.
那只有在罪得以涂抹之后，你才能够领受晚雨。
And once you receive the latter rain, then obviously you'll be ushering in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后你领受晚雨之后，你才能够迎接主耶稣的再来。
So everything hinges on repent and be converted.
可以说这所有一系列所要发生的事情它都紧紧地跟这个悔改归正联系在一起。
If you don't repent,
如果你不悔改
you can't be converted.
你就不可能会归正。
If you're not converted,
如果你不归正
then you can't have your sins blotted out.
就不可能会得到罪得以涂抹。
If you don't have your sins blotted out,
如果罪没有得以涂抹
then you can't receive the latter rain.
你就不可能领受晚雨。
If you don't get the latter rain,
如果没有领受晚雨
you're not ready for the second coming.
你就没有做好准备耶稣的复临。
Do we see that?
我们应该可以清楚地看到
Everything hinges on this.
这一个一环每一环都紧紧地连
在一起。Now, what is this message, repentance?
所以这个悔改的信息是什么样的呢？
This is the message to the church, the Elijah message, the straight testimony, the message to Laodicea.
这个就是我们给教会的以利亚的信息，一个直接了当的信息，老底家的信息。
This is the message that calls the people of God to change the way they live.
这就是一个上帝呼召他的子民在人生中改变的信息。
To the world,
对于世界，
the message is not the Elijah message so much.
关乎他们的信息并不是以利亚的信息。
Obviously, elements will apply.
当然，这一些信息的内容也是可以。
But to the world is given the three angels message.
我们所要给世界的是三天使的信息。
Now it applies to us as well.
这三天使也当然应用在我们身上。
But there's a specific message for the church.
但是独特的方面来说，给教会的就是这样的信息。
Look, before we can go to the world and preach the everlasting gospel, friends, we have to change our lives.
在我们还没有出去世界宣扬三天使信息的时候，我们必须改变自己的生命。
We have to repent of our sins.
我们先要来悔改归正。
Now, with repentance comes restitution.
那么悔改之后，也就让我们重新设立自己。
I believe my memory is right. Luke 17.
这个
could be wrong, but I no, it's Luke 18.
路加福音十八章
the story of the rich man of Zacchaeus. It's Luke 19, isn't it? It's 16. Well, you see, don't trust the preacher. You see that? Thank you. Luke 16. I knew I was in that range.
我们说到这个啊。路加福音里面哈，有一个叫撒该 Luke 19
I was right
correct 路加福音十九章里面说到这税吏撒该，他的悔改的故事就是一个重新再来的故事。
So the point of the story is this. LookZacchaeus could not be forgiven until he made things right.
我们看到了这故事的内容，就是撒该呢，除非他已经认罪悔改，他不可能得到宽恕。
If you say you are genuinely sorry for something,
如果你说你真的是诚心认罪悔改的话，
then you will, to the best of your ability, make it right.
然后你将会就会尽你的所能呢，把所有的事情都和好。
And it's not until you make it right that you are forgiven.
除非你已经什么的事情呢都已经和好了，和别人和好了，不然的话你的罪不能够得赦。
Now repent.
所以我们说悔改。
And then be what? Converted.
然后要归正。
Now let's stop there. The repentance and being converted experience.
关乎这个悔改归正的经验。
There's another way you can describe this experience.
我们也可以用另外一种方法来解释这样的经验。
I'll give you a little hint.
这里给你个暗示。
It's called the early rain experience.
这叫做早雨的经验。
The experience of the early rain is to put away your sin.
早雨的经验就是要让你把你的罪放掉。
Now, we're going to study this in more detail as we go on.
我们接下来要更清楚地研究这一点。
But there's something that we must clearly understand.
但是现在我们要清楚了解的一点就是
The early rain is for victory over sin.
早雨是让我们可以在这个罪中得胜利的经验。
The early rain is for the perfecting of one's character.
这个早雨的经验是让我们可以得到品格完美的塑造。
The latter rain has nothing to do with you getting victory over your sins.
晚雨跟我们要这个罪恶得胜利的经验没有关系的。
You see, this is why it's critical.That we understand the difference between the two.
所以我们 要很清楚明白晚语和早语的分别。
I'm going to read you statements from the spirit of prophecy.
我之后要从预言之灵摘录一些。
Where she says many people are waiting for the latter rain to get the victory over their sins.
怀师母说，有些一直在等待晚雨，以为因此可以得到这个罪恶的胜利。
She says, but they will be lost.
但是她说，这些人将会丧失。
That tells me that there are many Seventh-day Adventists who do not understand the difference between the two.
这告诉我们。所以我们本会里面有很多人关乎晚语早语还是分得不清。
And I can tell you from my own personal experience,
从我个人的经验我可以告诉你。
As I teach this around the world,
在我到世界各地教导这个课题的时候。
I have found that it is true, most people don't know the difference.
我已经察觉到很多人真的是不懂这两者之分别。
And it's...Vital, your eternal destiny is at stake in understanding these.
然后这却是那么重要的课题，因为我们的永恒啊，可以说几乎是在于明白这两点。
So repent and be converted is the early rain experience.
所以我们说这个悔改归正的这个经验呢，是早雨的经验。
You see that word converted?
我们看到这个归正这字眼。
It implies completion.
这向我们显明是一个。完全的到来。
In other words, there's nothing more hidden inside your character that needs to be revealed.
换句话说，在我们里头也没有任何可以隐藏的品格了。
During that early rain experience, God unfolds or reveals to you all the hidden defects in your character.
在早雨的时候，上帝让你清清楚楚看到你心里头有任何一切的罪恶的痕迹都要除掉。
And when you overcome that last defect,
而当你克服你心中最后的一个罪的痕迹的时候
，then and not until then,
然后也只有到那个时候
，your sins will be blotted out.
你的罪才得以涂抹。
You cannot have your sins blotted out.While you still have defects in your character.
在你的心思意念中还有这个罪恶的这缺点的时候，你的罪是不可能得到涂抹的。
If you keep on sinning,
如果你继续犯罪，
your sins go into the heavenly sanctuary.
你的罪来到了天上的圣所。
How can God cleanse the sanctuary if the sins keep coming up?
这个天上的圣所，上帝要怎么样去洁净它？如果那个罪继续往上升呢
？That's like trying to sweep this floor.
所以我们说，比如要打扫这个房间。
You want to clean the floor.
我们要把这个房间打扫清洁。
But if everybody is throwing dirt on the floor,
但是如果大家乱抛垃圾的话
，You can't clean it.
你不可能清洁这个房间。
The only way you can clean the floor.
你唯一能够把这个房间打理清洁
，You have to stop the people from throwing in the dirt.
就是要阻止这些人乱抛垃圾。
That has to be first.
那是首要做的。
When that stops,
当这些停止之后
，then you can cleanse the room.
那你才可以开始打扫这个房间。
That's the analogy.
这只是一个比方。
We're still throwing our dirt, our sins in heaven.
我们还是继续的把这些垃圾，我们的罪恶打上天堂。
And God cannot cleanse the sanctuary.
上帝就不可能洁净这个圣所。
Now, I will say this.
我要这样的说。
He will eventually cleanse it.
他最后呢，必然要洁净圣所。
But to those who think in their mind that they're going to keep on sinning,
但是对于那些他们认为可以继续犯罪到底的
，until Jesus comes，
一直到耶稣再来了
，and then God will change them。
那么上帝会改变他们。
You are under a fatal delusion。
这个是一个非常严重的迷惑。
You will be lost。
你将会失去自己的生
命。We must preach a message to the people of God.That victory is now.
我们要向上帝子民所宣扬的就是得胜的经验是在今天。
That we are able to overcome our sin.
就是我们能够有能力克服得胜罪恶。
Not in my own strength.
不 并不是靠我自己的能力
But in the strength of God
但是靠上帝所给我的能力
Listen friends Jesus is going to cleanse the heavenly sanctuary
耶稣要洁净天上的圣所
He will have a people who will repent and be converted
他也会有一组他的子民愿意悔改归正的
The question is whether that will be you and I. That remains to be seen.
问题就是在于这一组人到底是你我吗？我们拭目以待。
Now, this experience, repent and be converted.
所以这个悔改归正的经验
，that part of being converted.
这部分关于归正
，you will find the deeper understanding in Hebrews 8, 9, and 10.
你可以在希伯来书八章八到九和十章呢。更清楚了解到归正。
Those three chapters specifically are dealing with the blotting out of sin.
这三章特别讲到涂抹罪恶的这个事迹。
And as I said before, the sin in your heart must be removed first, then your sins in heaven will be removed.
就好像我所说的，我们心中所有的罪恶必然先要除去。天上的圣所才得以洁净。
This is the early rain experience.
这个就是早雨的经验。
Now, let's go to Acts chapter 4.
请翻开到《使徒行传》第四章。
By the way, as you're turning there, let me give you one more point in Acts 3. I forgot to bring this up.
还有一点是在第三章我要再加以解释的。
I want to just take a brief moment to explain a little bit about the latter rain.
我现在要稍微的解释关于晚雨。
Now, if you look at the progression of the events,
如果刚才我们看到这个十九节里面和二十节的进展
,Repent and be converted, that's the early rain experience.
悔改归正就是早雨的经验。
The soul temple is completely cleansed.
然后看到罪得以涂抹的经验。
And then you have the blotting out of sin in the heavenly sanctuary.
然后我们就可以看到这个圣所得以洁净。
And then you have the times of refreshing, meaning the outpouring of the latter rain falling on the saints.
然后我们可以看到这个安舒的日子来到，就是这个圣灵的配降。
And the next event is what?
然后之后是什么呢？
The second coming of the Lord Jesus.
就是基督耶稣的复临。
So what does that tell you about the latter rain then?
这个告诉我们晚雨有什么作用。
If the latter rain is not for overcoming your sins, then what is it for?
如果晚雨不是让你来克服你的罪，那它的功用是什么？
Now it tells you at least one very important thing.
至少它告诉我们一件很重要的事。
According to this passage, what's the latter rain for?
根据这个章节，晚雨是为什么而做准备？
Can anybody give me an answer? All right, now look, let me help you out. One of the main purposes of the latter rain is for the preaching and the proclamation of the loud cry.
晚雨最大，其中一个最大的目的和目的的功用，就是要我们能够做好这个准备，来传扬大呼声的信息。
It's for the purpose of ushering in the second coming of Jesus.
也就是说，为了要迎接耶稣再来的目的。
All right. Now let's go to Acts chapter 4.
好，就这样稍微的解释一下，我们来到了第四章。
Look at verse 31.
第三十一节。
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together.They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论上帝的道。
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they all had things in common.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。
Now, I want you to notice the relationship that the disciples had with one another.
我想请你们看看这里讲到门徒们他们的关系是如何的。
I want you to notice the experience they had before, during, and after the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
我也要让你们看看他们在 还没有领受圣灵之前，领受圣灵的时候和之后的情况是怎么样的？
For 10 days, Jesus said you are to wait.
耶稣说你要等待十天。
But what were they doing during those 10 days?
在那十天的时候他们做什么？
They were doing something very important.
他们做了一件很重要的事情。
They were making things right with one another.
那是他们互相的呢把事情啊，就是有误会有错的都互相的和。
Notice the description of the people.
注意这里所形容的这一班人。
They're all of one heart and one mind.
他们都是一心一意的。
Unity, harmony.
就是和谐一致的。
A mutual love and respect.
就是互相有尊敬。互相的友爱。
This is a partial fulfillment of the prayer of Jesus in John chapter 17.
这是在约翰福音十七章耶稣为他们祷告的部分的这个应许和应验。
They were of one heart, one mind. Look, friends,
就是一心一意的。
If we expect to receive the latter rain, we need to make things right with one another.
所以朋友们，如果我们期待这个晚雨的配降在我们身上，首先我们要互相和好。
You cannot be resentful and bitter and angry towards people and think you're going to get the latter rain. It's not going to happen.
你心里头不可能有苦毒的这个心思，或者对某人的埋怨和怨恨。你还想要得到晚雨？如果有这样的心态
，I know. I used to pastor a church.
我知道，因为我曾经当过堂主任。
I've been doing this now for 18 years.
而我已经在这里做了18年。
I've traveled all over the world.
到了世界各地。
And I know how it is.
我也晓得情况是如何。
At least within my sphere.
至少在我的范围之内。
Friends.There's too much bitterness in the Adventist church.
在我们的教会里面，可能就是看到了，就是的确看到，就是太多的苦毒。
Too much resentment.
太多的这些怨恨。
Listen, how do we expect to get to heaven? Angry at one another?
我们怎么样可以到天国，又互相的还在恼怒呢？
Do you think when we get to heaven, it's going to be segregated?
你以为在天国我们有不同的地方可以居住吗？
Say, you come up over and I see you in heaven. Say, oh, no, wait a minute, wait a minute.
在天国说啊，我的你来吗？不行哎。
I mean, I don't hate you, but I'm sorry. I just frankly don't like you too much. So you stay on that side of heaven.
我虽然不恨你，但是我也不欢迎你带我家来哟。
You think that's the way it's going to be?
你认为天国是这样的吗？
But that's the way we are in our own churches.
但是在我们教会里面，我们是这样子的。
And if you're honest with yourself, you know this is what goes on today.
如果你对自己坦白一点，你也知道自己可能患上了同样的毛病。
Look, if there's something between you and another person,
如果你和某个人
，even if you're innocent,
所以就算是你是无辜的
，Jesus said when you're at the altar to give a gift,
耶稣说
，leave it and go get right with your brother or your sister first.
在你还没有把你的祭物带上这个坛上的时候，你要先跟你的弟兄和好。
And then come back and give God the praise and the glory.
然后才回来，然后给上帝所有的荣耀归给他。
So this is a very important passage. I really enjoy this very, very much. But, oh, by the way, I want you to notice what else happens when you get the Holy Ghost.
所以我要看看这个章节里面不单只讲到一心一意，还有他说晚雨给他们什么
？It says they spake the word of God with boldness，
就是他们能够放胆的讲入上帝的道。
Now I didn't say they spake the word of God with arrogance。
我并不是在这里说他们放肆的讲上帝的道。
You know the self-centered, egotistical attitude，
就是那一种的自我心里在作祟的方式。
But they spoke the word of God boldly，
但是他们是放胆的讲上帝的道。
In that they simply declared what God said in His Word.
意思就是说，他们就简单的把上帝的话带出来。
In other words,
换句话说
，they were non-apologetic about what God says.
他们不会因为要讲上帝的真理而感到羞耻。
Now you cannot preach the Word of God with boldness if you are politically correct.
那么你不能够有那种。带着一种政治的关系 要讨好人家的方式来把上帝的道放胆的讲出去的。
Now, you may not have that phrase over here, but I'll tell you what it means. Being politically correct means you're trying to please everybody.
就是所谓的政治的关系是要讨好每一个人。
I got news for you.
那我要告诉你。
The Bible is the most politically incorrect book in the history of the human race.
圣经是可以这样形容为在历史上呢，绝对没有 要讨好任何人的。
We're not here to please everybody.
因为我们不是要来讨好人家。
I'm not here to please anybody.
我也不是来这里讨好你们。
Except for one person.
除了为了一个。
God.
就是上帝。
I have a moral responsibility to tell you the truth.
因为我道德的责任就是要告诉你们真理。
I have a responsibility to declare to you what God says.
我也有这个责任要向你们宣明上帝要我讲的话。
I don't want your blood on my account.
我也不要你的血落在我的身上。
Now, you may not agree with what I preach.
你可能不同意我所讲的。
That's between you and Jesus.
那是你和耶稣的问题。
But I know one thing.
但是我晓得了一点。
When I leave here,
当我离开这里，
you would have heard the truth from me.
你已经从我身上听到真理了。
Now, I want to be friends with you.
我也要成为你的朋友。
I want us to be happy, happy, happy.
我也要和你们一起的高高兴兴。
But if in preaching the truth, you are offended,
但是如果因为我讲真理而冒犯
你， I don't want to hear about you complaining.
我也不需要听到你的埋怨。
That's between you and God.
因为这是你和上帝的关系。
I'm here to tell you what the word of the Lord says to try to get you to understand what it's going to take to get to heaven.
我来是告诉你上帝里头要说的话，让你知道要去天国的路要怎么走。
I'm not interested in being popular.
我并不是要成为一个受欢迎的人物。
And, by the way, let me talk to the students here. And Kenny, and I want you to listen up too, young man, because you're the teacher of this institution, at least one of them, and I want you to pay attention to this.
所以这里的学生和老师，我要你们听清楚。
You have a moral responsibility placed on your shoulders.
你们每一个人，上帝已经给你们个道德的这个责任。
As Paul told Timothy in his last epistle,
就好像保罗在他最后的书信怎样告诉提摩太，
You are under the authority of God to preach the word.
你在上帝的所给你的权威之下要宣讲上帝的福音。
And you are to preach it non-apologetically.
而且你可以毫无保留也毫无羞耻的分享。
Now again, I want to make it clear.
再次的我要弄清楚。
You're not to do it arrogantly.
不要放肆。
You're not to do it self-righteously.
不要自我。
You're to do it humbly with God.
你要凭着上帝谦卑的分享。
But by the grace of God, we've got to preach the word.
但是凭着上帝的恩典，你放胆的讲。
How many want to say with me by God's grace?
我随意这样子的。
Lord, help me to preach the word.
帮助我这样做到。
How many want that in your life?
我少。
God bless you. Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, once again, we thank you.
天父上帝，再次我们感谢。
You've been so kind and tender.
因为你对我们多么的好。
We pray that you will continue to have mercy on us.
祈求您继续的给我们你的恩惠。
Now bless us, we pray in Jesus' name.
求你赐福，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.